This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative. I'm David Cataby. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and sign up for the Love Mondays newsletter. I've studied history's greatest creatives, and each Monday I share with you the very best lessons I've learned. It's a 2-minute a week commitment, and it's free. Sign up at cataby.net/Mondays. If you're going to get an edge, you have to be aware that the prevailing wisdom is almost always wrong. You have to know when to go against that wisdom. One place that I'm glad that I went against the prevailing wisdom is in my decision to not buy a house, especially when I was in my early 20s. The prevailing wisdom was that a house was the best investment you could make. Instead, I decided to invest in myself. This post is from more than 10 years ago and is talking about decisions I made 15 years ago, which makes this a fun episode for two reasons. One, I wish I would have had more confidence in my point of view earlier on. I was definitely onto something. I'm always struggling to trust my instincts. And this is a good reminder that my instincts have been on target pretty much at least one time in the past. Two, I'm reading this as it was written 10 years ago. Notice that my writing style has gotten much better, in my opinion. My writing was definitely not as audio friendly, but I'll be reading it as it was written. I wasn't a good prompt talker, as I call it. Lots more 10-cent words in this one. Speaking of investing in yourself, thank you to our newest Patreon supporter, Mason West. What does giving me money have to do with investing in yourself? Well, Mason says, I've been an occasional listener for a while, and I'd like to increase the depth of involvement. You address some of the specific issues I have with my work, so I'm hoping to apply your toolkit to my abject lack of discipline and production. Maybe you're like Mason, you like what you're learning on the show, you want to commit yourself a little bit more. Patreon supporter Alice describes how this works, which is why she chose to support. She shares an excerpt from an article from Medium by Benjamin Harvey, who says, here's what you'll find when you financially invest yourself in something. You become very committed to that thing. Economists call this sunk cost bias, but you can leverage this to your benefit. If you want to escalate your personal commitment to something, invest heavily in that thing. I've talked about this phenomenon before. This is the general idea behind the episode, buy a $600 lamp way back on episode 30. When I wanted to do more reading, I bought a really expensive, a really beautiful lamp. And the idea was that it would force me to read more. And I've probably read more in the 5 years since buying that lamp than I read in the previous 35 years. But you don't need to spend $600. Even a coffee a month can help. Alice shares her own thoughts about backing Love Your Work on Patreon, saying, even though I am not contributing a large sum of money to your work, I do find myself more interested and committed to getting value from your messages, teachings, and findings, which is what I had hoped, because I am sure that if I applied more thought and action around them, I will further excel. And I definitely feel like a proud supporter. So if you want to put your money where your mind is, or at least where you want your mind to be, if you want to be a proud supporter who gets special access in the process, support Love Your Work on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/cataby or click on the dollar sign in the Overcast app. That is patreon.com/cataby. Here's the article. The best investment you can make. October 8th, 2008. When I was a young professional working in Omaha, Nebraska, I was in an environment that stressed living life by a bit of a template. Thus, as a college graduate, I was constantly admonished to take one of two obvious next steps in life: buy a house. If I had a dollar for every time I heard the expression, a house is the best investment you can make, I probably would have had enough money to, well, buy a house. If Hallmark made a greeting card for the relationship, I heard it from that person. My parents, my coworkers, my bosses, many of my friends, and even my auto mechanic. Most of the time, I would kindly nod my head, but secretly, it felt as if my ears had vomited into my brain. There's only so much dirt on the earth, and everyone needs a place to live, so housing prices will always go up, I would hear. The popularity of this opinion, and the intensity with which it didn't make any sense to me, was enough for me to begin to wonder if I was the crazy one. When I thought about buying a house, it all seemed like a big freedom suck to me. It was mind-numbing to me the amount of time, money, and autonomy people were expending on this supposed best investment. Paychecks were spent re-roofing them. Nights and weekends were passed tending to their yards. Job offers and moves were turned down because of their ownership. And the opportunities for serendipitous experiences were traded for neighborhoods as monocultural as the cornfields that surrounded them. These costs were exponentiated by the accumulation of stuff to fill empty rooms in these vessels. It simply didn't make sense to me, so I did other things with my money. I got a cheap apartment in a neighborhood of character, followed the principles of my instinct, stowed away in my Ameritrade account, and spent those precious nights and weekends pursuing my curiosities and building my skills. Thrift store scores of old Billy Joel records, books from the library, friends made in professional organizations, and hours spent coding and writing on my blog. When all of this paid off, an opportunity called, there was no housing market to consider. I brought my investment with me. I don't want to make it sound as if I believe that buying a house is always a foolish endeavor. I'll probably own one myself at some point. And I'm sure that for many people's situations, it was a great decision. However, for many, it didn't turn out to be such. And the blind pursuit of this goal is at the root of the troubled financial times that we face now. I'm also not disillusioned to the point of believing that I am some fantastic example of success, but I'm glad that I didn't succumb to the frenzy. I was free to pursue the unexpected opportunities that came my way. So what are the lessons to be learned? 1. Be strong in processing decisions for yourself and your priorities. 2. Be wary of popular goals, because goals are quite often bananas. 3. Sometimes you don't have to look much further than the bathroom mirror of your rented apartment to find the best investment you can make. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of the show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/Katavi. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena, from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.